Blog Talk Radio.
We're here now on Just Us, Creating Economic Self-Sufficiency. Creating Economic Self-Sufficiency. We had a little difficult earlier with getting on the show, but we're here now. I'm going to mention a little bit about what Justice is all about for those who may be new to it. It is actually the organization, a youth organization that is founded on creating economic self-sufficiency for youth to share their minds into STEM. STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, and entrepreneurship. The goal to that is that a lot of our youth may not understand or have the knowledge of these fields that's available to them. So we're here trying to allow this knowledge to be out there, to display it, to get their minds into the STEM field, and to be an entrepreneur. You can go to www.jes-us.org. www.jes-us.org and check out the website and see the great things that's happening for you. And you, as an adult or profession or even a business owner, could partake in it as well too, to help grow this movement that's happening, that's hitting the country. I mean, it's worldwide. It's not a particular place. Anyone could be a part of it, because this is a worldwide thing that we are facing with our youth. We all are involved with this together. This is just not a one-man situation or one-country situation. This is worldwide. And we all need to be able to hold hands and get this work done, and allow our youth to see that there are better ways, to see that they don't have to take the route of being negative, and there are actually positive ways that you can take for you to be economic self-sufficient, and you don't have to do the wrong thing or follow the wrong crowd, but create with your own thoughts, create your own economic ways of demanding supply to see what's needed in the economy so they can be self-sufficient. And this is what Justice Youth Organization is bringing to the world. To the world. Because it's not a particular place, but it's actually for the world. And anyone can be a part of it. There's a contact page where you can send information, whereas you can be contacted. I'm the president of the youth organization. You can contact me directly, Jonathan, and we can speak and see what can we do together to better our youth. Because, you know, at the end of the day, this is what it's all about. The youth are the future. They are the way that's going to pave for the next generation after them. So we have to get them prepared, get them in gear, and get them set up on the right path, so that they'll know how to build a nation. Now, our show topic tonight is on having a great-looking website to present your business. Having a great-looking website to present your business. I always say, especially from a youth perspective, you are your first business. You are saying chipping off all the time what you was looking for. You are the one that has to believe in yourself and live that entrepreneur inside you. And your business is actually the outside you, which is your flesh that you display to the public. And in having the business, you have to brand yourself, which is your character, the way how they perceive you to be. And of course, you advertise by the display that you show of your character. So, a website now is a virtual situation where you can be contacted worldwide. There's no limitation towards you as a business. And a lot of times, you know, we are saying business at home is not good, but what about business outside of home? You have to give yourself a try and give yourself a chance to know how business outside of home would be, to know if your business is really at a point where it needs to be. I have always said that you first have to believe in yourself. You first have to put all of your energy inside your business. Try to put the energy inside yourself, because the way how you conduct yourself or you look at yourself is going to reflect the business. Because the business is only an outside expression of yourself. That's all what the business is. It's nothing that you just, of course, make out of thin air. It's just an outside expression of yourself. Now, a lot of times we wonder how could we advance ourselves as a person and as a business. Well, a website is a pretty good way to do it. It is a pretty good way to go about doing it, because advancement is when you can add more components, more audience, more viewers, people who could give you feedback, and those who could come and help your business grow financially. And I think we should always have a box, you know, a little small box, so where people can give their feedback on how they think the business is operating. But I would say, as a youth growing up, he or she should have something called an e-portfolio, something where they can be able to get in the zone of using the internet, using a tool that could help advance them where college or even a job opportunity or just opportunity in general, and get these youth, you know, in line and get them in a position where they start doing it before you. The latest is at the 10th grade. I mean, when you hit the 10th grade, you should at least have your portfolio started up, because you don't have much time before you actually get into school. So I think it's very important to have that, and it's very important to continue on with that. And just as your organization, to our partners that's U.S.-based that help encourage the organization every moment they help, to know that they are a part of this movement, and you yourself could be a part of the movement too. Like I say, you can contact to the website or Facebook. You can go to John Smith on Facebook to be able to inbox me and let me know that you want to be a part of this movement. You can go to JES Space US organization. That's JES Space US Space Youth Organization. And you also got inbox in that as well too. And we all are in this together. There's not a one man show. It is not a one man show. And it's definitely not a way for one man to do it by himself. And I also say it's not a one country show. This is a world show, because we all have youth in our country and our city, and we all can be affected either positively or negatively. But of course, our goal is to be positive affected. Our goal is to see our youth uplifting and being the one that carries the torch to take us into the next era. But how can our youth take us into the next era if we don't pass the torch the right manner when it comes down to being worldwide? You know, the world is changing. You know, we have to face it. The world is really changing. And we're getting into the era where pretty much there's no such thing as you're too far. The distance is too long. Most things right now are at our fingertips to the internet, to the World Wide Web. So we have to start getting on board and getting our youth prepared to be on board to build a stronger country, a stronger nation, and a stronger generation. And the only way to do that is to get in the modern day time that we're in, whether we like it or not. The websites are coming in. You know, we have the media sites as well too that's being used. So we have to get on board with this and start representing our business with these sites. And you can become a member at JASA's Youth Organization, become a member, and you get very nice, reasonable, low discount. And I know there are many others that offer websites, but they're very high on monthly fees, very high. But because this is a youth organization, it is very low fee for donations that will be spent to help a youth. You know, this is all about the program. This isn't about just one out there business, an opportunity for them, but this is about helping youth get into a mindset of an entrepreneur and being able to be in the same field, because these are the fields which are science, technology, engineering, and math going to help build a nation. And we all want them to have an entrepreneur mindset to be a leader and not a follower. Our youth must be leaders and not just followers, because we already have enough followers out there. And now we need a whole lot more leaders. Whole lot more leaders. So I'm here in this field trying to push the leadership, and I'm still encouraging everyone. It doesn't have to be in the area. It could be anywhere in the world. So don't think this is just an area situation. Just a new organization is ready to work with anyone that helps the heart and the mindset of the youth in mind. Once you are a person who is ready to uplift for you, to be able to let that youth take it to another level, to do good for that youth, come on, contact JASA's Youth Organization. I guess you go to the website at www.jes-us.org. Now, when it comes down to these websites or any site to display your business, I think it's very critical, because the website have a lot of components inside it that could be used that could help a customer of yours to have a nice, friendly experience with it. And I think every website should be pretty friendly, as if you do visit the jes-us.org, you'll notice how friendly that is. Normal website, of course, have a home page, about page, contact page. Now, other than that, they are the basic three components to a website. Now, you may want to have like a page for YouTube, a page for music, a page for appointments. You know, most web designers give the first three pages along with the fee that they charge and anything extra they decide to tag along, whatever charge y'all may discuss. But I'm here more to talk about the importance of it and why I think it's really needed, and why one should look towards JASA's Youth Organization and becoming a member and getting some discounts for these things. Because I'm making a website, we just a place where, you know, we're hoping for those who see the vision to help us out in this mission we're at to eliminate the at-risk youth. And they're just that you get some discounts, some benefits in helping us in doing it from the place called 32 West. So, websites are designed to help uplift a business. And not just uplift a business, but to take them worldwide. A lot of people may not understand the importance of it, or some businesses are just doing that well. And because they're just doing that well, they choose not to take that step. Now, I know in some situations, I can understand why some businesses rather just stay home, because if you get into the e-commerce part of it, now you're shipping. And if you have to ship 100-plus items where you just got ordered in one day, you may feel like, whoa, I did not expect this response. I'm out of stock. Now you're going to get it by ready. If these people don't receive their item, or you just got to give refunds to people that already paid. And that's not a good way to start off when it comes down to going on a worldwide stage with websites. And I think we should be more prepared than that. That's why there are some businesses choose not to deal with it, or some just use it as a display, not to sell overseas via using PayPal for them to personally buy, but they use it as a display, so if they do call in, they're manually deal with orders. And I think that's a pretty good, decent way to start off until you get the hang of things. Versus them going straight into the e-commerce, not knowing what the reply would be, not knowing what the outcome would be, and you don't have to worry about getting a bad rating because you were not able to keep up with it. So probably it's best to take the manual step and just have an advertisement display and then see how it goes. Now, if you know you're well prepared, by all means, get the e-commerce, by all means. Because now your business is able to flourish at a whole lot faster pace than it was just walking. And that's the ideal thing to do, which is to get the e-commerce for the website and allow your business to flourish at rates that it probably never would have if it was not for a website given the opportunity for it to happen. There's a lot of things that people may not know about the Jessa's Youth Organization. And I'm here to give a little more explanation. And if anyone has any questions during the time I'm speaking, you're always free to say something. The lines are open. So I like to say that, like I said, it deals with STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. So anything that falls underneath these fields is an opportunity for you to take advantage of. Now, I normally do the free seminars when it comes down to the mechanical part too. And with the mechanical part, that falls under automotive technology. So that is directly a part of the youth organization. And there's a book that was written called How to Extend Your Car Life to help a youth or an adult, if they decide to participate, to help safety in their life. Because when one decides to go and purchase a vehicle, they have to first know the safety precautions and the measurements of the vehicle when going on the road. So this is why that fee was taken upon and a book was written to help, like a manual, to know how to go about doing it. You also can look into that on the Jessa's website on how to go aiding about getting one of those copies. So you yourself, and like I said, it's worldwide, it's anywhere that you can participate in this movement. This is not a one-man show. This is not a country show, not a city, it's not an island, it's not a continent show. This is a worldwide situation we're dealing with. We have youth all over the world. And this is why the Justice Youth Organization is a worldwide organization where anyone could be a part of it and join. As we have Lockheed Learning, that's all they're partnered up with us, the 32 we have partnered with us, and much more. If anyone who out there see that, where the importance of having a youth to learn STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, math, and you are actually in the field, or you just want to sponsor or donate, feel free to do it, because, you know, this is not just one area of the world. Like I said, it's a worldwide thing. And you always can contact JESSA through the organization through the website. That's www.jes-us.org. And you can always leave a note, your information, a number there, your email address to be contacted back from. And if there's any questions or comments, like I said, feel free to say anything. And
good evening, Brother Jess.
Yes.
I want to thank you again for a great topic this evening. The topic that you're talking about, especially the youth, they really hit home, because I do have two teenagers. And I have heard you talk about your organization before in the past, but I never heard you mention a student e-portfolio before. Can you give me more information about that, you know, product or service, or how I can get my kids involved with something like that?
All right. Now, a lot of times, well, first let me back up a little more, because we as the people know that there's a lot of things going on with our youth in our country at home. But I look at it, being a youth growing up myself and did not have the opportunity that I see that I used to have today, I decided to come up with a youth organization, founded it, and the student e-portfolio, the part that it plays in this youth organization, of course, it falls underneath the technology part of the STEM program. It will allow a youth to have an opportunity that I never had, that my mom never had, my grandma never had, and probably you never had, to be displayed on the organization website, to be used from the youth themselves or the parents to display to colleges or any institution, whether if they want to put it on their social media site. So it actually is a personal site for the youth where they can put their transcript on, if allowed be, put their stats. They may be a basketball player. They can put a YouTube clip up to a minute for a video. Or they may be a very good instrument player. They can put that on it as well, the music that they play. And our youth today are very talented. Our youth today are very special. They are more smarter, more brilliant than we used to be. But most of the youth do not have the opportunity to be displayed. Most of the youth are being overlooked. Yes, you may have a college that come that know a certain coach. You may have a college that comes that knows a certain principal, but that principal don't know all of the youth. But the ones they do know may get that chance that a youth that may have had better talent, better grades, never had the opportunity. So just as youth organizations saw this, this advantage for youth to present them an opportunity where they can have a student e-portfolio to display their talent, their grades, and who they are as a youth and what they can bring forward to a nation to better their country. Especially when the college is looking for a youth to sponsor for scholarship. So it allows them to get a scholarship prior to meeting them. So college actually meets the youth before they meet them personally to a student e-portfolio. So it's a very excellent and great idea to help that we as a youth organization came up with to give students, our youth, the opportunity to not have a chance missed, to not be left behind, to not have no more missed opportunities that they probably never would have had. So this is what this student e-portfolio is all about. And if you have any other questions or anything to what, matter of fact, how old is your kids? How old they are?
I have a senior in high school, and I have one that's going to be a freshman in high school this year. I do have one other question.
Okay.
Are there any minimum requirements to be part of the program, or is this pretty much open to any student who wants to participate?
Well, student in high school, I'll say that anyone, I'd say from 12 years of age, like middle school and up, would be great because that's when they really start getting active. But there's no limitation towards it. There's none at all. There's no requirement. This is not about somebody who has a 4.0. This is not about a youth who's the best basketball player. This is not about a youth who's the best runner or the best baseball player. This is about giving a youth an opportunity that they would never have before. A chance that if they only was able to take advantage of, they would be able to flourish and be that great person, that great athlete that they was born to be. See, because a lot of times, if we see our youth aiming to go to the wayside, we kind of write them off. But a lot of great men and women now today was not great youth in the past. But they had an opportunity. Somebody spoke out for them to change their life. And this is what Just As Youth organization is about, and this e-portfolio is about, because not only is giving it a display and it's open to any youth of this opportunity, it also helps the youth to think more about what they're doing in school. Why? Because if a college now have an opportunity themselves to see a display of a youth, and the youth knows this, it brings value to their school. A youth now can start taking those maths a whole lot more seriously, the science a whole lot more seriously. And if a youth realizes that, hey, I can get a scholarship by the time I probably get in grade 11 or reach grade 12, why not give them that opportunity where they can start seeing value in school? And the goal is to gather their minds to that. And this is also why we have a program called Stay Focused Youth TV to help along with it. But the e-portfolio is to allow the youth, if they're at a 3.0, they can be at a 3.5. And so 4.0, it's just not a youth who have a 4.0. You could be a 2.0. Or a 1.something. But as soon as now they see value in what they're doing in school, where they have a chance to get a scholarship and an opportunity for a better lifestyle, that 1.0 could eventually turn into a 3.5 or a 4.0 before they finish school. Any other questions, comments?
I think that kind of answered my question. I do think it's a great idea. Because you know what, it seems like my children really pay attention to how they are perceived, at least on their social media. So it may go ahead and help kids take their grades more seriously if they know that, you know, they're actually being displayed online. And I think it may even be a good thing for college kids to even use when it's time for them to, you know, get their first job. It can this be continued on?
Yes, what you're saying is correct. Yes, the way how it is set up, you have an e-portfolio. That is the first stage. So there are three initial stages. The first stage is the e-portfolio. E-portfolio are for the younger youth, which now they're able to be monitored or displayed by colleges or whoever wants to see them. But even a business to see it and decide to say, you know what? I'm going to give $10,000. I'm going to sow into that youth. Another business can say, I'm going to give $5,000. I'm going to donate to that youth. Because it's not a situation where a youth walks around asking for donations. It's a situation where a college sees a youth to give them a scholarship, or a business sees that youth to the professional e-portfolio, seeing the activities of it, and say, wait a minute, I would love to be a part of that youth life. So it's connecting the youth to places and the opportunities where they never would have had before. Now, as they get older and they decide to go to college, there's something called a professional e-portfolio. A professional e-portfolio, of course, is to scale up from the student e-portfolio, whereas instead of you having transcript only, but you can still help there, you have a resume. And how many times we all struggle to find our resume? So why not just help it as a professional e-portfolio, whereas your picture, your vote, your resume, a transcript, you have a video view, all of your social medias as well is connected to it. Anything pretty much about you is there. So now, if a business decides that they're looking to hire in the field that you're in, and they look you up, they actually know who you are, what you're about, what you're doing, before they even meet you. So it's an opportunity for our college kids to be able to be recognized from others who they don't even know. They don't even know them, but yet they have an opportunity to be recognized. And if they choose to say, you know, I want a certain job, they can be able to send it to them, because it's not a situation where you only can be at one position. As if you have a LinkedIn and it's just one position you go to, this is a URL that you can use to send a different job. This is URL you can use to send to different colleges if you want to switch a college. Or as a youth and you apply for the college, you can send them ahead of time. So it's a personalized portfolio for you that has a URL for you with your name at the end of it that you could use to display yourself either as a young youth in high school or in college. And even when you finish college, which was the second stage as a professional e-portfolio, you have a third stage, which now you get into business. Now, you could be in college and still be in business, which you can't have both. So it's not a situation where once you have a professional e-portfolio, you don't need a business site. You can have a business site, a desktop site, or a mobile site, or actually both your site be funded. So you can have that and have your personal professional e-portfolio at the same time as a person, and have your business as a separate thing as a business. So the third stage with the business, which is a very low rate. You know, where you can find most of them that are at 140. You know, becoming a member of Jesuit organization has great super benefits, which now your support and donation goes towards the next generation and building them up after you being built up, giving them opportunities that they would never have seen before, allow other businesses to see them. So to go to that, whereas you have a student e-portfolio, but if you have a professional e-portfolio, or you have a mobile website, or you have a desktop website, it's all about displaying a person, putting them out there, so whereas opportunities can arise that they have never would have seen before. Any other questions or comments? you might have had?
Nope. I think you answered my question. Thank you so much, Brother Just, for another great show.
All right. Thank you very much. And I just want to say to y'all out there who are listening, you know, this is a great opportunity, and this is a great time that we're in now, where we actually have someone who could speak on behalf of the youth, who could say, for sure, youth have opportunity to be displayed, to get somewhere in life, from a beginning stage straight up to the stage of having a business. There's not a lot of opportunities out there, but it is here, especially with the STEM. STEM is a need and necessity in our society. This is something that's needed. And building entrepreneurs, Stay Focused UTV, these are things that only better our youth, which in turn better our country. And we have the support. We have the donate. There's ways where you can go to the website and hit the donate button. Even if you want to donate $50 a year, you can donate to the organization. Be a sponsor, contact, interact, be a part. Because this organization is just not for us, I guess, but it's for everyone. This is a worldwide situation we're dealing with. And we had to reach the four corners of the world for all of our youth to be a part of this. Because our youth are the future. They are the one that's going to pave the way for a better future for us. We're going to get older. We're not going to be as strong as we used to be. So while we have strength, while we have the opportunity, let's do for our youth. Let's be a part of an organization that sees where a youth can better themselves, sees where a youth can get into the STEM field, see where you can shift the mind of a youth from a negative thought into a positive, from a way out of nothing, to allow opportunities to happen that where it never would be, where businesses to say, you know what, I want to be a part of that. I want to allow this youth to have a better opportunity than I would have ever had. Because most of us can face it. Before we became, before you became business owner, you had to struggle. So why not let's invest in a country where as it flourished even more than it did in our time when we were younger. So Just a G organization is looking for multiple innovative ways for you to better themselves. And this website is a great idea for a business owner to partake, for a business owner to sow into the youth organization so that it can always strive, it can always be there for that next youth that needs an opportunity, that do not have an opportunity, that do not realize there is an opportunity. Because see, a lot of our youth would not just directly change to negative part. They would not choose that. But if you don't know better, you can do better. But when you have a youth organization arises to show that there is another way, there is opportunities out here. You just need to be seen. You got the talent. You got it. You got the potential. You just got to know where the value is. Let's start bringing value to the life of our youth. Let's start bringing opportunity to our youth. Let's be a part of something that's going to mean something in the future for our youth. Because without our youth, we're nothing. The youth are the ones that's going to take us to the promised land. The youth are the ones that's going to take us to a place that we never thought we could have been before. So let's stick together and look at this as a worldwide situation and not a personal situation. A lot of times we hear things, you know, we hear that a youth got shot down or a youth got killed and you're a business owner and it's not your problem. a lot of times you have violence happen. You say it's not your problem. But it is your problem because that very youth that got shot down or killed could have been a youth that could have raised a nation, could have been a youth, could have been a great leader. And having a website could draw more clients to your business. And now you could have been a technical person running the business that you are. So it really is a worldwide situation that we're dealing with. And not to get too much off topic, but I am about the youth. And yes, just as youth organization deals with websites, yes. But it really hurts me when I keep hearing the youth being shot down, the youth being hurt, you know, the youth being thrown to the wayside as if there's no opportunity for them at all, as if their life don't matter, they don't exist. You know, we need to stay focused ourselves as an adult. We need to do it as well, even though I do advocate for the youth to stay focused. And yes, the youth have to stay focused into doing the positive things. But we also need to do the same thing and stay focused for our youth to have opportunities that we never had before. But to get back to the website, and I apologize for getting a little passionate about it because it has been a lot going on lately with our youth that, you know, I've seen and I have spoken up on it before in the media. You know, I've been in the newspaper speaking up on it, on the death of our youth. But a website is very important as far as having a potential to catapult your business. Even if you're making, let's say, $80,000 as a business, but only website, you may go from 80 to 140 because now you have a bigger market. But that also, you have to make sure you're able to supply that demand, of course, and not get caught up in the numbers game where there's too much ordering and you cannot supply. So you got to be careful with that because you don't want a bad rating. Because now you got into the website, into e-commerce. But once you are prepared and you're able to supply the demand, your 80 could go into 140. And it could be in a position where someone may say, hey, you know, what is your location? You don't have to say, well, I'm located in Georgia. You could say, sir, ma'am, it's wherever you want it to be. I'm sure I can get it there for you. Now, if they just want to walk in, by all means, let them do that. But most of the time, a lot of customers do not know that that service is offered. But when you do have that service offered, it's more convenient for them probably to get a shift, to be able to look to the site on their convenience and shop the site and see what's there. And be able to know, okay, I prefer this product over another product. I prefer this over that. So it's a very great and excellent idea having a website, especially a well put together website, because you want it to be friendly, user friendly. So you want to have a great looking website, not just something you might feel like someone just decided to throw together. So it's good to have people in the world that sees the importance of the STEM and entrepreneurship, that partner up with Jessup, and not just partner up producing any type of work, but good and great quality work. So I can guarantee you that if you decide to become a member, you are actually helping the youth. So your membership or donation is going towards helping the youth organization program. But you have opportunities that you can take advantage of a discount on getting a site put together for you, whether you're an adult or you can get a site put together for you as a business, whether it's a mobile or a desktop website. And I can guarantee you that you will have a great looking website, something that you can be proud of and your customers will be attracted to. And if you get a chance to go to the Jesse's website, because it was blessed to be sponsored, to be helped out, to get a great website from the company. Like I said, it's www.jes-us.org. And you will see for yourself what type of quality work is being done. That's www.jes-us.org. And you can be able to see for yourself what I'm talking about. Because I love where people can actually get their own experience. So they can say, wow, this is really all of that, or this is something that I really think I need to have. This is something that's great. These are great opportunities that's going on. This is a great organization that's doing things that I haven't seen many people are not doing. I'm not saying there ain't others, but I know just as your organization has opportunities for you that I'm sure is beneficial to them and to the sponsors that are actually helping and those who are donating. So I want to thank all of those who have had opportunities in the past to give. As you will see there, some of the logos up on the site, because you can get your logo put up as well up on the site by sponsoring or donating. Whereas you can leave your contact and we'll get back with you with that. So you can be a part of building something great. This is something that it's going to be here forever. It's going to last. This is something where to you, it's going to really benefit. The youth really needs this. And I implore everyone to give and allow a youth to have a better chance at life. So a lot of our youth don't have it. And this is why this organization was put together by the members, to allow the youth of a position where they never stand before. A position where they see an opportunity they never expect to happen. A position where opportunity is handed to them and they can take advantage of it. And they can be in a position where they themselves can make a difference for other youth after them. So let Jesse's Youth Organization, by helping, by donating, by supporting, do a job, because this is a worldwide thing. Anyone all over the world could be a part of this. This is not one country, not one state, not one city. Anyone could be a part of this movement. Be a part of the movement. Be a difference. You know, even if you don't really want to be physically involved, at least support the change that you want to see. Support Jesse's Youth Organization. Get a business website. Invest in yourself. Because when you do get a website that's looking great, you actually invest in your business. Invest in yourself. Invest in a personal e-portfolio, which in turn you're practicing business concepts. Invest in a student. It don't have to be a child. You can invest in a student to have an e-portfolio. And you can look at the e-portfolio and see where your funding is going. You can't see it. So let's start open up our arms of love and start investing in our future. And know that it is very necessary and very needed. And like I say, as a speaker, anyone would have any other questions or comments, at any time, you always jump in. Because it's not about me. This is about us. This is about our youth. This is our responsibility to take control of this and to take action. No more talking. Let's start getting involved. Even if you don't want to get involved physically. And like I said, you don't have to be where I'm at to be involved. Just go to www.jes-us.org. You can donate. $50 a year. There's a donation button there. You can support the program, support Stay Focused Youth, supporting youth and getting them an ebook audio. That's taking action. That's being a part of something that is great. Be a part of it. Let's start taking action than just watching on the sidelines. As our youth get shot down, as our youth doing bad. And most of the time we say, oh, we just wish that they decided to do better. So let's help them do better. Support Just As Youth organization and help the organization to help the youth do better. And take advantage of the discount. Take advantage. Help yourself as well. Invest in yourself. So that's not only about only the youth, you invest in yourself as well too. So let's all get together and start building this nation. Start building this world for a positive place. For something that's very much needed. Very much needed. And there can be more detail on how you go about building your business and website, but as time goes on, I will be getting more in depth with it. But those who feel in their heart to say, let me be a part of it, you can go to www.jes-us.org and you can donate on top. You can sponsor, you can leave a contact, you can ask any questions you want to email and see how or the best way you can be a part of it. And it don't have to be just monetary. You also give up of your time. You don't have to be where I'm at or where you feel the organization is. So this organization is not a physical location. It's a virtual organization where it can, anywhere in the world, anywhere you at, you can give up your physical time. You can donate your physical time and helping the organization. It's not a specific location that you have to be. You can donate your physical time. Just contact and we'll talk further on that. And I still employ businesses that don't have websites. Go ahead and get it and get opportunities that you would never probably have had before. So it's a great idea to have one. It's a great idea to go about getting one. And I sure you will see and you will love the benefits in it. Because and having an opportunity that you never had before is something always great to happen. Especially for you. Always something great to happen. And this is what Just Us Youth Organization is about. Creating opportunities that one would never have seen before, especially our youth. I'm about to make this pretty short and close up. If there's any other questions or comments or last remark that somebody may want to say, you free to say something. The mic is open. All right, I'm going to close on that note. And you can always reach me, like I said, on Facebook at JES-US Youth Organization. JES-US Youth Organization. That's Jeff, JES-US Youth Organization. And you can always leave a comment by inboxing me. Let me know if you have any other questions on how you feel about opportunities that's out there. You want to be a part of it. How could you be a part of it if you never had a chance to look at the website? You can do it on Facebook as well too. Or you can go directly to the website and leave some information on how could you physically partake and your organization, because it don't have to be only monetary. It can be a physical aspect as well too. And I just want to thank the listener that was able to say some great things and acknowledge the great thing that's happening here. that we all need, and the listeners that take time out to listen. But I'm going to have to cut it short because there's another appointment that someone wanted me to speak to on the organization, someone who are very interested in helping out. And I just want to thank you all for allowing this opportunity to happen. And I just want you to know that IU, it's not too late for them. It's not too late for yourself. Once you have life, there's hope. Once there's a will, there's a way. So let's give our youth the opportunity that they deserve. Let's give yourself the opportunity you deserve. I know sometimes that you work really hard. I know sometimes life can be a challenge. I know life can be tough. I know life can be hard. But don't stop. I tell you what. Don't never give up. And know that you control what's going on. And IU, they don't want to give up either. They just do not know the opportunities out there. And this is just as your organization steps in. With your aid and your help and your physical health. Because your physical health takes it a long way. So just become a part of this organization. Become a part of it. You don't have to be outside looking in. Become a part of it. Just as your organization. Thank you.